In 1985, Prefab Sprout, a little-known band from a county down Backwater in Northern England, recorded their second album. They did this alongside producer Thomas Dolby. The band's songwriter, Paddy McAloon, described the choice of tracks on the album somewhat disparagingly as some of his simplest songs. But Dolby was right to choose those songs in particular, because his selection gave us the album Steve McQueen, a bittersweet dissertation on love, fidelity and regret. The band went on to record more albums. They even had a minor hit or two, but nearly 40 years on from that seminal album, Prefab Sprout have almost disappeared. McAloon has seemingly retired from public life, suffering from both vision and hearing problems, although he has released some strangely wonderful solo music. Bass player Martin McAloon changed career to become a lecturer, and co-singer Wendy Smith became a vocal coach. Nevertheless, that album, Steve McQueen, known in America as Two Wheels Good for obvious reasons, bears a repeat listen. So I'm going to look at three tracks in particular that I hope sum up the album.
Please be careful, it's never careful till it hits the gun. She will always pay the bills for the having big fun.
The first track we'll focus on is Appetite, track 3 on the album, and it's essentially a mea culpa, sung to an infant son conceived as a result of a seduction. The seduction itself is portrayed as theft, as greed, as a hunger needing only to be sated. There's no love in the voice of the seducer, just an almost light-hearted recognition of the damage caused, and a message to his child that if he follows in his father's footsteps, he should heed the following message. The narrator of the song knows what he is doing. He knows the damage that the object of his affections will bear. But he is driven only by his appetite for seduction.
Hunger's red, hunger stays till it's fed, then it's some...
And then the hunger is gone, the love is gone, leaving him wistful but unweighted by consequence, casting moral platitudes to a child he leaves behind, almost as though he's not responsible. It's the appetite, you see, it's the hunger. It's not him. And then verse 2 gives us these lines.
Here she is with two small problems and the best part of the blame. Wishing she could call him heartache, but it's not a boy's name. If you grow...
The lyrics here echo the chapter in the novel Tess of the D'Urbervilles where Tess gives birth to a son conceived as a result of a seduction and she calls him Sorrow. In Appetite, the seducer satisfies his fleeting lust, leaving the woman with a lifetime of regret and a child she wishes she could have called Heartache, because that's all she's left with. Seduction is a zero-sum game. Appetite, a song with a deceptively sing-along chorus, is about the consequences of seduction, and in retrospect for such a lightweight-sounding song, the message is brutal. The girl pays the price, as does the child, and the seducer moves on.
Horsin' around, horsin' around. Some things we check and double check and lose. I guess I let that little vow get lost. Forgetting the cause.
Track 8 on the album is called Horsin' Around. And where Appetite is about seduction, Horsin' Around is about infidelity. It's about getting caught, and it's about the damage done. Sung to a Latin beat, the music is light, wistful, in a minor key. But the lyrics are heavy with regret, naked and shamefaced at being discovered.
The thrill of it, can I call it that, was cheap. And feeling cheap's the only thing you keep.
Suddenly, like the shock of cold water to the face, the beat switches to a brisk 2-4, a and the voice is matter-of-fact, almost whistling in the darkness to cover his own failures. The self-knowledge won too late.
Horsing around's a serious business. Last thing you want somebody to witness. I was a fool who always presumed that I'd wear the shoes and you'd be the doormat. You wonder why my...
The song switches back and forward between that light Latin beat and the increasingly brisk 2-4 as the character in the song muses on and then recognises the extent of the damage he's caused. If Appetite is about the brutality of seduction, Horsin' Around is about the thoughtless damage caused by infidelity and the too late realisation of what little is gained for how much is lost. As the song says... Thrill is cheap, the aftermath is permanent. And the song ends with this message. Paddy McAloon giving a guttural shout, huh, almost puking up his regret. There is no redemption. The final track I want to discuss is called Desire As. The first time I heard this, I thought it was one of the weakest songs on the album. Decades on, I recognise it as one of the most beautifully melancholy breakup songs ever written. The song opens with a plangent four-chord pattern and a repeated refrain.
I've got six things on my mind. You're no longer one of them. I've got six things on my mind. You're no longer one of them.
But who are six things on the mind? Is it the one who was unfaithful and is attempting to brazen it out? Or is it the victim who has recovered and moved on? We don't find out, but we do know this song is suffused with regret over a relationship ended after repeated infidelities.
But there it is.
Unlike the smug voice of Appetite, the voice in Desire As is overwhelmed by melancholy, by guilt over his own actions. And that guilt is nailed on by the words of his ex-lover, who asks,
so tell me, you must have thought it all out in advance. Oh, goodness, goodness knows why you'd throw it to the birds. You mark the good things. Strings, play them one by one. But
and then the song ends as it began with the refrain.
I've got six things on my mind. You're no longer one of them. I've got six things on my mind. You're no longer one of them.
Is it the voice of the man who was unfaithful, dulling his own misery, lying to himself, drifting on to the next affair, and the next, and the next? Or is it the voice of his former lover, who has recovered and moved on, leaving him alone with his regrets, and the knowledge that he is the author of his own misery? As the saying goes, you decide. Desire Us, even aside from the great vocal performance from Paddy McAloon, is one of the greatest ever songs about infidelity, regret and heartache, in an album that is all about infidelity, regret and heartache. Steve McQueen by Prefab Sprout, a singular album from a singular songwriter and a band who sounded like no other. There are a couple of final points I need to make. Firstly, I've spoken mostly about the lyrics and hardly mentioned the music. And this is most likely because I'm an English teacher, not a music teacher. But Paddy McAloon's music, his chord choices and harmonies, his melodies, his vocals, and Wendy Smith's co-vocals, each is a whole topic worth exploring. Another time, maybe. Secondly, even though the entire album seems to be about the consequences of infidelity, seduction, deception, and broken vows, I do get the feeling that songwriter McAloon is in love with romance. He adores passion and love, despite all the failures he describes, and he remains convinced that it is worth the risk. Anyhow, if you're currently going through a relationship breakdown, open a bottle of red, dim the lights, download this album and play it on repeat, wallowing in the majesty of heartache and loss. Oh, and the title is terrible, but otherwise the album is wonderful. If you agree or disagree or can suggest alternative albums on the topics of love, heartbreak and regret, do leave a comment.